Fair housing advocates are concerned about changes the legislature made to tighten restrictions on emotional support animals for Montana renters. While Montana House Bill 703 prohibits a landlord from asking detailed questions about a potential renter's medical conditions or diagnosis, landlords are now allowed to ask the renter's health care provider if the emotional support animal is medically necessary before deciding whether to rent to that tenant. Amy Hall with Montana Fair Housing says the law creates potential roadblocks for would-be tenants because it requires them to have a relationship with a Montana healthcare provider for at least a month before being able to provide verification to the landlord.
Sometimes that can pose a hardship for tenants because they may not have lived in Montana for 30 days and they may not have established a relationship with a provider here.
The law also holds tenants liable for damages the emotional support animal may do to the landlord's property. HB 703 only applies to emotional support animals. It doesn't apply to service animals such as seeing eye dogs that have special training to help people with disabilities perform everyday tasks. Hall adds that federal law still applies in Montana, which says the verification of the need for an emotional support animal does not always have to come from a certified medical professional in order for the applicant to get a lease. She adds, however, that it will take something more official than an online document, which had become popular in recent years, to verify that the animal is medically and emotionally necessary for the renter.
That's just a warning to all tenants out there. If your only verification that you need an emotional support animal is that you have some kind of online certificate, your landlord may question that and may ask for sufficient verification of your need for the emotional support animal and of your disability.
The new law went into effect October 1st. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.